The footy season might be over, but it doesn't have to be. There's a new competition getting underway very shortly called AFL Nines. It actually ran here a couple of years ago, very popular in the south of the state. And to tell us a bit more about it, AFL Tasmania's Northwest Regional Manager is Barry Gaby. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, as the name suggests, AFL Nines, it's nine players per side, but it's played on a rectangular court or a ground, I suppose, about half the size of a normal footy ground.
Yeah, that's right. It's about 120 metres long by about 60 metres wide. As you mentioned, it's nine a side. There's three backs, three forwards and three mids. It's actually a fun game. It's built around fitness and skill-based, so it's ideal to be set up for clubs who want to do a bit of pre-season and not go get in the physicality too much of it and give your bodies a bit of a spell, but also start work on your skills and your fitness for the upcoming season.
Well, actually, you mentioned physicality because there's no tackling allowed in it.
No, there's no tackling, that's right. So it's just a touch. So if you get touched, you've got virtually a few seconds to get rid of the ball, and otherwise it's a turnover. When I mentioned skill base, so it's actually based on a lot of your kicking and handballing. So if you actually... if you hit the ball, kick the ball and you miss your target and hit the ground, it's a turnover, so the opposition get the ball. So it's a good, fun game where you really get to use your skill and your fitness side of the game. And like you said, you can play the game and not worry about getting tackled and hurt, where you might be carrying a bit of a sore spot from the 2022 season, where you can actually recover and work on the other side of your game.
And it's only two 20-minute halves too, so it's not overly exerted. You have to overexert yourself.
No, that's right. So if you've got nine aside, you'll know you've played because there's a lot of running involved in it. If you've got a few interchange, you can swing the interchange on and off any time. And obviously, like I mentioned before, you've got three forwards. It's forwards have a wristband on, and they're the only ones who can actually kick goals. But you can swap around all over the ground, which is good. It's a good, fun game to be part of.
Yeah, well, it was there a few years ago, and I was involved in it as one of the umpires, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think then COVID got in the way. But, I think it's worth having another crack at, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I think back in 2018, we had a bit of a trial hit out at a four-footy ground. We had four football clubs, Brayton, East Endport at the time, put teams in. I think we might have six or seven teams. And it worked really well then, and as you mentioned, COVID sort of got in the way. So now we're actually looking to set up two competitions, actually, so save people from travelling a little bit. We're going to have one set up at East Endport Football Ground, one at Burnie High School, which will cover the West and the Eastern clubs. And as mentioned before, I've been to many, many training sessions over the summer where I've seen not many numbers turn up due to work or school commitments or other commitments. So this is a good way where clubs might be able to just slowly build up their 2023 season with, get 9 or 10 people together, have it play in the AFL Nines and have a bit of fun.
And it's going to be a twilight competition, so you're looking at basically after work for most people.
Yeah, looking to kick off at 6 o'clock. So obviously we've got a few hours before it gets dark, so we can play out right up to 9 o'clock, really, depending on number of teams we actually get involved. We've had a lot of interest. Not too many teams registering yet. We've got a couple of teams registered down the eastern end. It'd be nice if a few other clubs start to think about what they're going to do, but obviously understand that a lot of them are still thinking about appointing coaches as well. So we'll send a big email around to all the coaches and we'll probably do a bit of ringing around just to see if they're interested in being part of. But it'd be really good to get kickstart and get it underway. Not only are we looking at country clubs being involved, we're actually looking at female sides as well. So obviously, as we all know, female football is one of the fastest growing sports in Australia at the minute, and we've had a lot of interest on the Northwest Coast with girls gala days and our women's football team in the NWFL, so we're really, really keen to get some girls teams playing this as well, so to start building numbers. And then if they're really interested in that side of the game, they might be interested in joining the club as well. And then also there might be some business houses out there might want to put in a team, and we'll get a business house competition and a mixed competition going as well. So depending on what numbers come our way, we'll juggle rosters around the suit the evenness of it all.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a dedicated footy club to do it. I mean, you could be a club from another sport that are looking for some sort of summer activity, a winter sport to keep you going.
Oh, exactly right. It could be a soccer team. It could be could be the Umpire Association or a business house or anyone who's keen to be part of it. Yeah, we'll look forward and welcome with open hands.
Yeah, I think that the fact that it's skills-based and there's no tackling would give it a wide appeal, I'd imagine. There's a small cost involved to register a team and then $10 a night for the players to get involved in it, and that's just to cover costs of running the thing. You're hoping to get it underway by the end of the month?
That's right. We kick off on down the eastern end at the end of the month, and then we've got the western end kicks off early in November. So we're trying to work around cricket. So we've actually went for Mondays and Wednesday nights. Obviously, a lot of cricket teams train on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it could actually be a cricket team.
Yeah, why not?
Want to put in a side as well and just work on their fitness for another night. And like you said, Martin, it only 2 20-minute halves, so really you're dedicating an hour probably of your time to come along and time you do a bit of a warm up and time you finish up. And look at East Denver Football Club, if you have the numbers, they'll probably have a barbecue going as well, so it's a bit of a social side of it as well, where people can just get together and have a sausage after the game and a drink and have a bit of fun.
Yep, well, you've convinced me because I was involved in it before. I thought it was fantastic. I hope it catches on this time. As you said, it's only a couple of weeks, Barry, so you've sent emails out to all the clubs and the coaches, but if someone's hearing this for the first time and maybe a team from a sport outside of footy, how do they get involved?
Yeah, they certainly can. We've got our own Facebook page, AFL 9's Northwest Facebook page. Ali Pierce, who's our competition manager at Northwest Coast, she's going to be overseeing it. People can reach out to AFL Tasmania through our own Facebook page or website if they want some more information or contact myself, and we'll put him in the right direction.
Terrific. Good luck with it all, Barry. I think it's a fantastic idea. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Martin.